Well, let us distinguish between dissatisfaction and disgruntlement. You know, if he's dissatisfied, he should not then question the credibility and legitimacy of the process. This process was agreed upon collectively and unanimously by the leadership of the party. The dates were known beforehand. The venue was known beforehand. He then chose within his own circumstances to obviously come up with what he has come up with, and I don't know what is motivating him. The process was done by an independent electoral body who are not in the party, who are not in the leadership of the party, who have nothing to do with the party, but ultimately it's a nomination. It's not as if it's an election. People then choose where they want you, so you don't choose where you want to be.
Musti Munzura is saying that he was disadvantaged because some of the people who were eventually nominated had time to canvass for support. Is this true?
Well, it's not true. It's incorrect. And I think as a lawyer, he should know that falsehood and telling things that are not near the truth is not in line with the ethics of the profession. Nobody was given the chance to campaign because it's not as if it's an election campaign. The campaign will only kickstart when we have completed all the provincial nominations by 2 weeks' time, I think, from now. As it is now, it's just a period of nominations. For you to be able to compete and to campaign, you must have been nominated by at least one province. As it is, Mr. Munzura has not been nominated for any position to do with being Secretary General.